Hey, sweet friends, my name is Chef Schomburg. I started my baking business with a bottle of DiSerrano and one bundt cake pan. Fast forward to today, from news to magazines, speaking on national stages and more, I can truly say that baking has changed my life. So now, as a bakery business coach, I get to help others have the same success. I've helped hundreds of my students across the world in my global membership program create six-figure businesses, mainly from home. The Baking for Business podcast is an extension of that, from actionable tips to valuable tools and resources that can impact you as a business owner. I truly believe, y'all, we would never have been given a gift if we couldn't profit and prosper from it. So come on, darling, what are you waiting for? Well, hey there, sweet friends. I have an episode today that I know you are going to love because it brings a lot of things to light. You know, a few past episodes back, I had shared with you guys three service offerings to include in your business. And if you haven't listened to that one, check it out because I get so many great DMs. And I also shared with you guys one of the things that I do to help me operate more efficiently in my business, which is buying my toppers and all that from another locally owned source. Well, today we're going to kind of bring two of those episodes together with the one person that I mentioned in the past episodes. You know, one of the service offerings that I gave to you guys was that you can sell to people within your community. And I always recommend that you guys sell on additional platforms. And the young lady that I'm talking to today, she has done just that. So I call her Q, and I'm going to allow her to introduce myself. Everyone calls her Q, but Q is amazing. Not only is she a baker, she is a heavy crafter. When it comes to crafting, this girl buys the machines, the stuff she loves to craft. And aside from baking, she's added an additional five figures into her business. So we can call this bonus, which is why I call it bonus money, solely off of Etsy. So if you're unfamiliar with Etsy, Etsy is a community that's all about doing good. They are a global marketplace, which is dedicated to bringing crafters and other people together to buy, sell, and to really shine a light on unique products that are made from crafters. So to tap into the power of Etsy, how she made an additional five figures on Etsy from her business while baking and get this, while teaching. She's a teacher too. So we're going to talk about her membership and how she serves people. Q, welcome to the Baking for Business podcast. How are you today?
Good. Hello. How are you guys doing today?
We are good. We're good. So thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you so much. You're welcome. We've done some things together. I know I did a cake for Lane Hardy, the country musician. And you're here in Louisiana. You're actually 5 miles down the road from me. You do all my toppers because I'm not a craftsy person. I can literally say there was a time about a couple months back, I was literally laying in a hospital bed. I had a wedding cake client and I reached out to you and you did my wedding cake for me while I still had IVs and stuff in my arm. So you are literally an amazing woman and you're an awesome baker. But you and this crafting thing, I can't do it. So before we get into your love and, shall I say, obsession with crafting, tell me a little bit about your business. When did you start baking?
Okay, so I started baking in 2016. I had a bad breakup and I knew that I needed to supplement my income. And at the time, I was like a surgical scheduler. So I was like, I need to make more money. I was a surgical tech and I stopped doing that because, you know, you get comfortable when you have someone. So money is not a thing. So after we broke up, I decided to start baking. So to supplement my income. So that's pretty much how I got started. And my first event was my little nephew's birthday party, which was free. So after I did his birthday party, everybody liked it, the treats and stuff that I did, and it just took off from there.
Okay, so that makes sense. So you started baking in 2016. We all start with family and friends. So I love that. So humble beginnings. But somewhere along the line of baking, you decided to pick up one of these machines, an Eddie, a Glowforge, because you got them all. Which one was it?
Yeah, I picked up an edible printer.
Okay.
because I wanted to be able to do my own prints. I didn't want to have to buy them from anybody at the time. Like right now, people charge, like I charge, like $17 a sheet for a pre-cut edible image sheet. And at the time back then, it was charging like $13 and $15. I'm like, I'm not paying that. So I ended up getting an edible printer and it kind of just took off from there.
I love that. I love that. So see, we're so opposite. I look at the charge. And I always tell people when they're like, how much you charge for edible sheets? I'm like, well, let me call my edible sheet lady. But you were like, well, let's take out the middleman and I can do this myself. So you started off with an edible printer and then it grew from there. So naturally you're going to have bakers. You started selling within your community. So how did that go for you? Around how many bakers in the city? Because I'm sure it's tons that get images from you.
I have probably about 10 clients, mm-hmm. other bakers that buys cake toppers and edible images. Actually, I'm supposed to be doing images now. edible images. But I'm going to say about 10 people in the city that I kind of serve. And then what I start doing, because now they can see I'm local on Etsy. So I convert them over to my website.
I love that. I love that. So speaking of Etsy, because that's what we're talking about today, you made an additional five figures alone just on Etsy. So you have your baking business and you decide to save money by starting to do the images and stuff yourself. So what made you then want to link up on the Etsy platform?
Well, I was new to Baton Rouge. I really didn't know anybody here. So I was like, well, how am I going to start selling something to people who I don't know, but work family. So I got on Etsy because the people are always there and people come to Etsy to buy. So I was like, well, let me go to Etsy. I really didn't want to try to drive traffic to my website because I didn't have a website and I didn't know anyone. So Etsy was my best bet because people come there to buy.
You know, you literally said a mouthful, and you definitely said something that I am all about, especially for my students in my membership, which I'm grateful that you're a member in my membership also.
Entrepreneur community.
Thank you, because you are a teacher in your own right and you are so highly skilled yourself. But you said you went to where the people are. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I always tell my students. I say, you know, social media is great, but there are other websites, there are other platforms out there. You know, I'm not going to give away my secret sauce, but some that I share on here, sites such as Bark and Thumbtack, which you're actually listed as a professional on Thumbtack also. Yes. So you are always going to where the money is, which is so smart. So Etsy is a global platform. You start off on Etsy. In the beginning, how did you notice that started to help your business? Was it easy? Did it take off?
In the beginning, it was really, really hard. I would say the first 2 years, it was kind of hard because you had to kind of compete with the other people. And then you had to kind of learn the SEOs. You had to learn about advertisement because you do have to advertise to put your list in the front of other people. So once I got all that down, it became easy now. Like I can make five figures monthly from just Etsy alone by my SEOs, and edible images really sell like crazy.
Wow. So, damn, yes, that is
my
awesome.
That's my biggest seller.
That is awesome. So now you go from being a baker who crafts a little bit to a crafter who bakes a little bit, right?
Yes, because then when they start seeing the edible image, they're like, well, we want cake toppers too, and we want candy apple toppers. So that's when I invested in a Cricut. And so I realized that I love crafting more than I love baking, and crafting was bringing in more money than baking. So I was like, I need to stick with this crafting thing because I'm making more with crafting than I am baking. Like now I'm so booked on edible images and not baking. So I kind of pretty much pick and choose what orders I want to take for as baking, because my website and Etsy keeps me very busy. Praise God.
Amen. You know, I love this because there's something at Amy Porterfield. I'm a big Amy Porterfield fan. I know you're familiar with Amy Porterfield. She's an online marketer, and you know I've taken her classes. And she always tells us that when it comes to teaching, one of the great things is that it will free you up to where you can only do the things that light you up. And I remember when I heard her say that, I kept thinking, like there's no way I'm gonna be able to just shape my business to do the things that light me up. But fast forward, I'm able to do that in my business. And now you're able to do that in your business.
Yes.
And that's awesome because you'll craft and you'll be on these machines all day from back and forth. But it's a good exit plan because no one wants to be on their feet all day.
No. And when I first started, I wanted to do all the treats. I mean, I wanted to learn how to do them all. And I was doing them all. I had them all on my menu. And it was like, you know what? I'm not going to be creating standing on my feet for hours for no $250 treat package. I'm not going to do that. Because treats, to me, I think that treats is more harder than cakes. Cakes is easy to create. You can kind of sketch it out and pretty much tell how you're going to do it. With treats, you got to print images. You got to play with funding, which they know I don't play with funding. We're not going to play with funding. We're going to do an edible image. We're not doing no funding. And you just kind of, treats a lot of work. So I had to get away from doing treats. It's just too much. Too much for me.
You're right. And like I said, I like how you said for you, because it's to each his own. You know, we all need to do what we're comfortable with. And I'm happy that you recognize like, hey, this isn't for me. Let me find an additional revenue stream. So now you're on Etsy and this is amazing. So to someone who is looking to go on Etsy, I know someone's going to say, how do you stand out? Because Etsy has hundreds of people that are literally doing the same thing. So what are just some general tips that you notice that help you to really stand out and win on the Etsy platform?
Customer service. Mm. Customer service is everything, because it's people on Etsy. Like my images are, I charge anywhere from $15 to $17 a sheet. And the reason why it went up is because right now Etsy is charging 6.5%. Of transactions, shipping transactions and everything. So I make sure off top, I'm getting at least $11 from that sheet, because the rest will go to Etsy. So I make sure that I'm making my money. And you really have to stand out. I mean, I have lost a lot of money in the beginning trying to do good with customer service, because with Etsy, it's all on ratings. If you end up with a 4, you won't stand out from the rest. Your listing will stay down at the bottom. So you really have to make sure you stay at a 5-star versus a 4-star. But when they jump in, but when they jump in your messenger, send them to your website. Get that traffic off of Etsy and bring them over there to your website.
I love that. I love that. I tell my students, I used to, years ago when I was on Waiter and Uber Eats, and people say, well, how come you don't do that anymore? And it's the same with social media. Like I tell you guys, I mean, I remember you shot me a message one time. I remember when Instagram was down, and when Instagram is down, I'm always happy for my students, because I'm like, okay, Instagram is down. This is website day. Like when you send a mail email because people are not glued onto their phone, you're usually going to sell. So I'm like, do something, do an emoji cupcake, come up with something. And I remember Instagram was down one time and you was like, girl, I'm so happy you'd be preaching about that email, because you literally had like a sale and people purchase. And so you said it perfectly. Get them off of the platform, use the platform to work for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, use it. When they jump in your DM, in your message box on Etsy, or even in your DM, shoot them that website.
I love that.
I'm like, yes, I sell this, but I sell more on my website. Here's the link.
That's it. And I used to like I was saying, the same thing on Waiter and Uber Eats. I would call people and I would follow up. Like, so Waiter would send me the order and they would have the customer information. I'm like, well, they're my customer now. So I would literally reach out to every individual customer and be like, oh, you like this? You like that? Yeah. Well, you know, you could order it from here. So as they were sending me the orders, I was taking them off the platform, which some people may call it poaching. I call it good customer service.
Me too.
It's good customer service. I'm just advising you of something else that you want somewhere else. So I love that. So you said SEO and great customer service. I could imagine quality pictures help also.
Yes, quality pictures. Yes.
On a platform like Etsy.
On a platform. Yeah. And so now they have a thing called Explore. So you can either create a video while you're working or creating whatever and post it on Etsy. It's kind of like a TikTok thing now that they have.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that is awesome. I love that. So what are some of your top sellers on Etsy?
Edible images and cheese boards.
Ooh.
Edible images and cheese boards.
Okay, I like that, Queen. I like that. So to someone who may be a little afraid or who's just starting out, what would you say for them to give it a try? Has this platform really helped you?
I would say definitely give it a try. I mean, but you need to have your own website too. But definitely give it a try and go with your top seller. I mean, if it's cakes or something, it's going to be kind of hard unless you do like a pound cake and ship it. But I would say go with your bestseller and go from there. Make sure you put a lot of pictures. Don't worry about how much they're charging on Etsy. You charge how much you need to charge to make sure you get your money.
Absolutely. I like that because your crafts, some of the things that you do, they're so intricate. But you've worked with brands. You've been featured on icing images, The Knot. You've been featured inside of New Orleans Wedding Magazine twice. You've been featured in Memphis Voyager. So a lot of times we think we get in our head like, you know, oh, she's doing this or she's doing that. And like you say, it doesn't matter. Whatever is different, your differentiating factor, what's different about you will set you apart from the rest. And customer service is definitely different. I think so many times people focus on, well, my edges are sharp or this or that. And I'm like, well, what about your website? What about the ordering process? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the customer experience? Like there are other ways for you to stand out for your competitors. So I love that you said customer service. I love that. So now fast forward, you're getting so good at the images. You're now teaching other people how to make these things. So
I am. Mm-hmm.
How did you come about that? Because now not only are you making five figures from Etsy, but now you have your very own membership service where you're helping other bakers to make crafts as well. So tell us about your membership service and what you do there.
Well, the Craft Sorority is a monthly membership, $24.99, and I teach crafts in there monthly. It can be anywhere from t-shirts to graduation. We did a graduation box. I know some people may have seen it on my IG. We did a graduation box. We do edible images. We do cake toppers. We do t-shirts. We do candles. We do all kinds of crafts. I mean, it's a different craft, a different craft monthly. So it can be, it's all kinds of things. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And how do you feel as a teacher when you see your students do something that you taught?
Oh, it's amazing. Especially like when I first started doing edible image classes, actually I got started from going to even a conference or something. And I was teaching there and then they was like, well, why don't you teach online? Cause I'm not going to be able to come. So then I did an online class virtual. That was, I think about 3 years ago. So that's initially how I got started teaching because I wasn't going to teach. But then some of my students are teaching the same classes that I taught them. So it's interesting to see them teach and do what I do.
Wow, that is definitely interesting. That's definitely interesting.
It's interesting, but I'm glad to see it and I'm here for it.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Now, what are some of your favorite classes to take or are you in any memberships that you enjoy?
I am. I'm in the entrepreneur community.
Oh, I like that. I
have learned a lot. Actually, that's probably the only community I'm in. Wow. For me, I stay focused on my business so much and I don't have time to be in these little petty groups, them doing all these foolishness.
Come
I'm
on.
Trying to learn my business and get my bread up. So
now I will share, although this podcast is about you, since you did mention that you are in my my monthly group coaching, I know I received one message from you that I was super shocked. This was a while back, but literally I did a flash sale strategy, and you literally did one sale, one email that generated over $500 in sales off one email?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Which was crazy. Cause I was like, oh, okay. I need to keep this up.
Yes. I love that. Yes. Definitely keep it
but
up.
Yeah. The marketing strategies that we learned in the community is amazing. I mean, I tell you, last year marketing strategy in the community, but Valentine's sales, it was crazy for me. That's when I first did my brand off that money from the marketing in the community. I did my branding photo shoot, my first branding photo shoot with that money. Yeah. My website paid for the full year with that money. So y'all better go invest in the entrepreneur community, because my bread been getting up, going up.
You were so sweet. I don't want to smile too much. I'm happy. It makes me happy to see that. I mean, somebody might say, okay, well, yeah, you're pitching yourself. You're going to say that. But no, not really. You have to realize, like, this is my competitor. Somebody could easily, I don't know if you remember when we started, this girl is five miles down the road from me.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So there is enough room for everybody. And that warms my heart to see someone in my own community and within my own membership make money, especially off the mere fact of paying, what, $25 a month?
Yeah, $25 a month. And I tell you, the best $25 ever, because I think my Valentine's sales, I think I got into it in January of last year. And following the plan, when Valentine's came, I hit running for my marketing, and I was able to do a lot off. I think I may have made like $2,000 or something for Valentine's. I made a lot of money Valentine's last year, way more than I did this year. But now it's by choice.
Exactly. And that's what I love. And I'm so proud of you. I couldn't say it anymore. I love watching you win as a teacher, and I love watching you win in your baking business. But it's nice to also hear, I mean, $2,000 from a holiday sale from $2,000. That's not much, because most of my students are having $1,000 days. Someone just posted in the group today.
Yes, they had a $1,000 day.
About a $1,000 day. Shout out to BB. So I love to help you guys win the bag. But the only reason why I share that is because it's nice to see that even though you have a baking business, even though you teach for yourself, even though you sell yourself on other platforms, you still invest in your own education so that you can make the bag, which is what we say.
Yes. Yes. You have to invest.
I love it. I love it. So, wow. I'm so happy that we were able to talk to you today. So anyone who is interested, where can we go to get more information about your craft membership? How can you teach us these crafts so we can get on Etsy and start making some money?
Well, you can go to quantatrice.com and you can click on Craft Sorority by Q page. And it's a monthly membership in there. Or if you want an Etsy one-on-one with me where I help you open up your Etsy store, tell you about the SEOs. I have a whole Etsy ebook that's in my Etsy class for my one-on-ones. So, I can help you out there.
I love that.
Images, I can help you out there. We're going to get this money all 2022.
Come on now. Yes. 2022 and beyond. We are going to get this money.
We're going to get this money. So,
And that's what you were all about. I know there's days when I'm down and I'm like, oh man, like you won't believe. And I call you and you're like, girl, look, don't worry about that. Do you? We're going to get this money.
Yes, so. We're going to get this.
You are about your money, and I do love that. So thank you so much. I mean, I wasn't trying to get all in your bag.
Thank you for helping me.
Yes, five figures from Etsy. That is amazing. So I definitely wish you continued success with Etsy, but also with your business and with your membership. So now, are you ready for lightning round?
I am. Come with.
All right. Who is your celebrity crush?
My celebrity crush. Yeah, I like LeBron. I'm just sorry.
LeBron? Wow. Yeah.
Oh, girl. He does it for me.
Okay. Nothing wrong with LeBron. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Okay. Awesome. I like that. What is your favorite kitchen utensil?
My spatula.
That's mine too. I love a spatula. I like to lick the spatula.
I like the little small one, the little skinny small ones.
Okay. All right. What is one of your favorite books of all time?
Well, you know, I'm single. So
not Zane, huh?
No. What's the name of the book? Stephen. I think it's what the man that God has for me.
Oh, okay.
So I done read that book probably about 3 or 4 times because I have to get my life together. But
that's a good recommendation. There's nothing wrong with that. I thought you was gonna say like a sex book or like 50 Shades.
No. Dancing and reading one of those, girl, being no.
All right. Well, look, whatever you do. Hey, that's all. Well, Q, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you coming on today. I'm going to have all your website links in the show notes below. And it was such a pleasure talking to you, darling. Continued success.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. So now I have some homework for you. If you've been listening to this episode, then I'm pretty sure you're inspired. You know, one of the things that stands out with Q is that she created multiple streams of income, and she did so by not solely relying on social media. So now I want to ask you real quick, just answer this in your head or out loud in your car if you're listening. How many places besides social media are you advertising your business? You know, Q is a business coach in herself. Her membership, Craft Sorority, like you heard her share, helps all the bakers, and not just bakers, but people who don't even bake, come up with crafts and things to create so that they can have an additional source of revenue in their business. But what I love about Q, even though she's a business coach, she still enjoys learning as well. And I'm so grateful to have her as a member inside our community because I love to see her win with crafts, but I also love to see her win with baking. Now, one of the things I love for my students is the exact same motto is for them to get multiple sources of revenue, not just from social media. So let me ask you, where else are you getting orders besides social media? If the answer is none, then you've definitely got some work to do if that's something that you want to work on your own. However, if you would love to join an amazing community with over 200 bakers in 9 different countries, then I would love to give you my game plan, the same game plan I give to my students that helps them to create 6-figure businesses and have 1K a day sales just from home. So check the show notes if you love to join our community. I'd love to have you. And also, if you want to become a member of Q's community, I fully approve and support and recommend it. The girl is obsessed with crafts, and you will learn all types of amazing things for you to sell, not just on Etsy, but beyond. And if you need further Etsy help, be sure to reach out to her. I have her information in the show notes as well. All right, you guys. So this was awesome because another follow-up for you. If you did not listen to the podcast, 3 service offerings to have, I want you to listen to that podcast because that's the podcast where I mentioned Q, and that also goes over additional servings for you to add in your business. And for all of you guys who continue to show up and listen to the podcast, even if you're not a student that works with me one-on-one, I still say thank you because I still know that these beginner-friendly nuggets are amazing to getting you started, inspiring you, and lighting a fire under you to do more. So I want you to think about that. That is your homework. And this is our 10th episode. So I have a giveaway. Do me a favor. Tag me on social media as you listen to this at Baking for Business. I will be sure to take all the folks who tag me. I love seeing you guys listen to the podcast. And I'm going to enter you into a giveaway for a gift card because I love giving. It is totally, totally my joy to serve my audience. So thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you guys next week. Check the show notes for all of the links to those services. And bye for now.